Welcome back once again. I am Sarah LaDuke here with Sean Stone, the cultural correspondent for the Roundtable, here to talk about movies, concerts, plays, etc. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sarah.
What did you see this week? You got out a bunch.
Yeah, we'll go from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Okay.
We'll start out with Maudie, which is a loose biopic of a famous folk artist who was active mostly in the 50s and 60s. It's played by Sally Hawkins.
I love her.
She's wonderful. She plays a woman who has like a progressive arthritic disease, so her family just doesn't want her, so she contrives a way to get out. This is rural Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And she sees a local fish peddler, puts up a notice, woman needed, you know, to clean and cook. And it's Ethan Hawke, mm-hmm. and he's illiterate, and he's an orphan, and he's brutal. And it's about how their relationship grows from essentially something horrible into something good, and how she becomes an artist. And her performance is amazing, and he's quite good. And it's kind of rough, and at times it's brutal, but it's in the end it's got color and life, and it's very good.
Is it mostly the two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this little shack, basically one room above another room.
Oh, gosh.
And that's it. And then sometimes there's snow and sometimes it's spring. And he has his cart and he sells fish.
And you recommend it?
Yes, it's very good.
That is a film called Maudie, screening now around the area.
And then we have Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk, about the famous evacuation of the British and some French armed forces before they were overwhelmed by the Nazis in 1940. It's tense. It's smart. Have you seen it?
I haven't. I meant to, and I didn't get to.
Right up front, he tells you what he's doing. He plays with time. They intercut three stories. One is the men on the beach, and the time period of that story is a week. And then there's Mark Rylance as one of the fishermen.
Brilliant, Mark Rylance.
Weekend boaters who brings his yacht over to help rescue the soldiers. And that the time period of that is one day.
Okay.
And then there's Tom Hardy and his two other guys in the RAF flying their Spitfires. And the time period of that story is 1 hour.
Wow.
And they intercut the three stories to the end.
Okay.
And it's not
Christopher Nolan.
It's not a brain teaser, but it makes it really exciting in a way that a linear story wouldn't have been.
Yeah, and you have to sort of keep track of it, but he's a good filmmaker. He helps.
He is, and it's his best film since like Memento.
Okay.
It's very good, and the acting it's full of like people I've never seen before, young guys. Apparently someone named Harry Styles,
yes,
who is famous as a singer.
He is very.
He must be good. I don't know which one he was. But he was
in One Direction, and he has quite a good solo album out now.
Well, he must be fine, because all of those actors I couldn't recognize were fine.
Yeah, that's good. Dunkirk out now.
And then we have Ridiculous, which is Luc Besson's Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, which is sort of, he's behind all sorts of weird franchises. I mean, in action movies, The Transporter and Taken. But he also did The Fifth Element and Leon the Professional.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the vein of The Fifth Element.
Yes.
And it's loopy and it's crazy science fiction. I actually saw it in 3D, and it works pretty well in 3D. You know, it stars two pretty, like, young 20-somethings who really don't do much acting, but you know,
they do a lot of jumping and
kicking. They do a lot of jumping and things, and has a lot of Ethan Hawke's in it. Rihanna is wonderful. She shows up like a third of the way through the movie as sort of a shape-shifting alien creature,
mm-hmm.
and she's delightful.
Cool.
And she should be in it more. It doesn't exactly work, but it's against the grain of current science fiction in that it's not good guys and bad guys. It's about multiculturalism and acknowledging genocide. I mean, it's kind of heavy in that sense, but it's loopy, and it's like The Fifth Element. So if you like that, you'll like this.
Yeah, and he's been wanting to make it his whole career.
Yeah.
It was waiting for technology to catch up, I think.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that, you know, he's, you know, English is his second language, and the dialogue it's like it was generated by a cliche generator.
Okay.
Every bit, and not ironically.
Okay.
Like, I at one point I was laughing out loud when Valerian, the hero, you know, sprouted some, it sounded like corporatese. Like, So if you sort of turn off your hearing, maybe go in with earbuds and listen to something else.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful and it's fun.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's great. Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets, what do we have coming up?
Lots of stuff. Today at the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham, their production of Sweeney Todd opens. The shows today are at 2 and 8 p.m. It runs through August 6th. They're one of those theaters that has just all sorts of crazy times for the show, so go to their website.
Okay,
Mack
Hayden Theater, Sweeney Todd, a wonderful. I love that show. Do you like Sweeney Todd?
Yeah,
me too.
Also tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, 7 o'clock. It's Old Salt Union. There's I don't know what you'd call them. They're like a progressive bluegrass band. They start with bluegrass, but they incorporate jazz and blues into it.
Cool.
So it's different. It's different, and opening for them will be Chris Casper. Of course, the big show this weekend at Cafe Lena is Peter Yarrow, but that is so sold out.
Sure.
So completely sold out, there's no point in, you know, going into it too far.
Okay.
Also tonight, Thursday, one of the hot comedians of the moment at the Palace Theater at 7 and 9:30 p.m., it's John Mulaney, Kid Gorgeous. The 7 o'clock show is sold out.
It is.
Last time I checked, there were still tickets at 9:30. But I'm not sure about that.
Right. So. There were limited tickets left for 9:30. I love John Mulaney. I'm going tonight. I saw him. The first time I saw him was at the first Solid Sound Festival.
Good
and
golly.
I've been in ever since.
There you go. You were an early adapter. Also tonight at the Egg, Fantagram, sort of internationally famous band that began in Saratoga as Charlie Everywhere. So
that's right. And they're going to play the Egg tonight, which is so cool.
Yeah, at 8 o'clock. And the tickets aren't too bad. Also today from 5 to 8 p.m. at Alive at 5, which, I mean, they preempt it this year. I mean, they just, if the meteorologists even sniff that it's going to rain, they move it to the, they had moved it to the boat launch by, you know, like yesterday morning.
Okay.
So that's at the Corning Preserve boat launch. It was the intro music. It's The Parlor and Marion Hill, who is actually a duo.
Okay.
And then I know you featured this yesterday on
the
show.
We did. The Rory Block Gospel and Blues Fest weekend at PS21. Rory came in and talked about blues music, and she's very cool. It was a really great interview. It's online at wamc.org/roundtable.
And that's the Campbell Brothers Friday at 8. The Sisters of Slide, which is Rory Block and Cindy Cashdollar, Saturday at 8. And there's a Gospel Choir Fest Sunday at 2 p.m. And that's at PS21 in Chatham.
It is. The Gospel Fest is at a different venue, but all the information is available at the PS21 website.
There you go. Friday night at the Palace Theater, it's the legendary singer-songwriter, curmudgeon-y guy, John Prine.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night at Helsinki Hudson, Broadway legend and TV star, Linda Lavin is presenting my second farewell concert with guests Billy Stritch and Aaron Weinstein.
She was on yesterday. Oh, she's a listener.
She's delightful.
She's wonderful.
Because I grew up watching Alice.
Of course.
You know, and then you find out later, oh, she does all this other wonderful stuff, too.
They usually do.
I know.
Linda Lavin at Helsinki Hudson, Saturday at 8.
And then Sunday afternoon at Woodstock at the Maverick Concert Hall, that lovely wooden building.
It is a beautiful venue.
It is a beautiful building. 4 o'clock. It's the Trio Con Brio Copenhagen. The program is Mozart, Smetana, and Shostakovich. And then Wednesday at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, the Philadelphia Orchestra returns for their residency. It's Russian Festival Day One, Tchaikovsky and Mussorgsky. They're flipping it this year. They actually use the term flipping it. Well, usually they end with Tchaikovsky and they blow the cannons. That's happening on opening night this year.
So if that's your favorite thing,
then
go early.
This Wednesday is the night to go. If you think you're going to, you know, see it at the end of the run, you've missed it.
They flipped it.
And there is
new movies.
Lots of new movies. Atomic Blonde, in which Charlize Theron is a spy. It's set in the 80s. There's lots of new wave music that I love, and apparently she kills everyone.
She would.
Yes. She looks very fierce in that trailer.
She's tough. I really like her.
I'm looking forward to it. It's like now we have the yin and the yang. We have John Wick with Keanu Reeves killing everyone, and now we have, you know, Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron killing everyone.
As it should be.
There you go. All is right in the universe. Then we have something I don't understand called the Emoji Movie. We had a brief discussion off air about emojis, and I just explained to Sarah that I don't use them because I'm old and don't want to learn a new language.
I use them a little, but don't understand how the movie could be.
Yeah.
But it's not for us. It's not for either of us.
It's the same way I felt when the Angry Birds movie came out.
Sure.
It's like, fine, the birds are angry. Good. Then we have A Ghost Story, which is a plotless sort of sci-fi meditation about time and death from the director of Pete's Dragon. He shot it in 2 weeks after he finished Pete's Dragon. And I love that movie, so I'm hoping I'm going to love this.
Okay. A Ghost Story.
Yes, and that's Rooney Mara and Casey
Affleck.
Oh,
yeah. That looks really weird.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I saw the trailer for that and I was like, I don't understand.
And that's Casey Affleck under the sheet for the whole movie.
Okay.
And then we have 13 Minutes, which is based on a true story about a guy who tried to kill Hitler. Clearly, it didn't work, so we know how it turns out. So apparently, it's the process that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Lady Macbeth, which is not another version of Macbeth. It's set in the mid-19th century about a unhappy rural woman who kills people, I believe.
Okay.
It's a thrill. They say it's a Hitchcockian thriller. I haven't even seen a trailer, but it looks like it could be fun.
It seems like kind of a lot of heavy stuff. We're at that point in the summer where stuff is heavier, except for the Emoji Movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're sort of...
Are there no rules anymore?
I'm so exhausted. I don't even know what other big movies are coming out. It's like, please stop. We've had enough. You know, it's like...
I know.
You know?
Yeah,
I know. But you know what I mean. It's like, please stop. It's like we're winning at the box office too hard.
Oh, boy. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. His list of topics will be posted shortly at WAMC.org/roundtable. It is not there yet because I've been in here, but I'm going to go back to my desk and get right on it. Sean, thank you as ever.
You're welcome.